The East Coast faced a deadly adversary in October 2012 when Superstorm Sandy swept through 24 states, leaving over $68 billion of damage in its wake. It was a reminder of just how powerful Mother Nature can be. But experts are realizing that she can be a powerful ally, too. National Wildlife Federation President and CEO Colin O'Meara joins us today to discuss how the maintenance and restoration of natural infrastructures could be our best defense against extreme weather. Thanks for being here, Colin.
Thanks for having me, John.
What can we learn from Hurricane Sandy's impact on our coast?
Yeah, I was actually the Secretary of Natural Resources in Delaware when the storm hit. And what we found was that the places that had healthy natural systems fared very well. Places that had, you know, healthy dunes, places that had, you know, living shorelines, places that had, you know, healthy wetlands and, you know, maybe some planted vegetation adjacent to communities. And so what we saw was that the damage was almost directly proportional to the level of kind of natural system that was kind of co-located. And there's a reason for that, right? Because these systems have the ability to absorb a lot of the wave energy, absorb the heavier rains, absorb the water volume in a way that, you know, these hardened systems or just blacktop simply can't. And so the places that were kind of living with nature fared a lot better than places without.
What needs to be done to strengthen our shorelines?
I think there's a mental kind of flip that has to occur. I mean, they're thinking for a long time was that the way to protect shorelines was to harden it. So, you know, you put riprap up or you put some kind of bulkheading or seawalls. And at the same time, there was underappreciation that the value of coastal wetlands, for example. So whether you're on the Chesapeake Bay or the Delaware Bay or anywhere along the East Coast, I mean, these coastal wetlands have been estimated to provide, you know, $23 billion worth of storm value. And so, you know, we need to understand that these natural systems are not merely aesthetic. They're not merely wildlife habitat. They're frankly the best habitat and the best defense that we can have for our communities. And so, you know, rather than building homes on these shorelines and, you know, kind of degrading the very systems we need to protect us, we need to not only conserve them, but we need to enhance them for the protection of these communities.
Well, let's talk for a minute about the difference between artificial structures like seawalls and the benefits of natural infrastructures. How do they fare?
So if you look at places that have very hardened seawalls, you know, what happens with these systems is there's no give, right? So the wave action will hit the wall over and over again, and it basically scallop out more and more sand every time. So you end up with no beach, you end up with a wall that eventually breaks, and then obviously floods out behind it. Compare that to a dune system that maybe is built to a fairly significant level that can absorb a little bit of the wave energy. But then after, you know, 4 or 5 days of storms, you know, you might have lost a lot of sand, but the system still held, protecting all the assets behind it. And so these systems that seem great, you know, the hardened infrastructure and, you know, kind of the stone and the bricks and the steel, they end up not faring nearly as well as the natural systems that Mother Nature created.
So what needs to be done to make it a priority to try to maintain and restore marshes and floodplains and the like?
We really need to start investing in these assets and not thinking of them as some kind of environmental nicety, but really kind of an economic necessity. And we should be directing a greater portion of federal funding towards this type of mitigation work on the front end. It's, you know, it's the old Ben Franklin adage of an ounce of prevention being worth a pound of cure. This is a great investment because it's going to save billions of dollars if we do this well. Mm-hmm. We also need a bigger coalition. And so we've been working with the reinsurance companies, you know, conservation organizations, conservative taxpayer groups, state and local governments, all trying to make the case that these natural systems are frankly the best way to protect our communities for these big storms that we're going to continue to see. And so we're really trying to turn the tide on that conversation. Natural infrastructure is not just an occasional solution, but actually is the preferred solution across our entire country.
Well, that's a great policy and I think a great prescription. Thanks so much for being here, Colin.
Thanks, John.
To learn more about shoreline stabilization and find out how you can contribute to restoration efforts, visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced by the National Aquarium for WYPR. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.